From Spark and Anvil and WitQuest, this is Straight, Trip, and Topper, in Chapter 1 of the WitQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
People thought jokes just happened, that funny people were simply born funny, and the rest weren't. Three friends on the little stage knew better. A laugh, they knew, was built, with parts and timing and craft, and they were about to build one right in front of everybody. Straight stood dead center, calm and serious, not trying to be funny at all. Trip stood ready with three cards, 1, 2, 3. And Topper waited off to the side, holding the very last, biggest card, watching for the exact right second. "Everyone thinks I'm the boring one," said Straight, calmly. "Watch what the boring one is really for."
Straight went first, because, strangely, the funniest thing on the stage was the person not trying to be funny. While a silly, chaotic partner flailed around beside him, juggling rubber chickens, tripping over nothing, Straight just reacted normally, calmly, seriously, as if none of it were unusual at all. And that flat, sincere, unbothered calm was what made the chaos pop. "I'm the Straight Man," said Straight, not cracking a smile as a chicken bonked off his head. "My whole job is to not be the joke. I stay serious, I react like a real person, and the ridiculous thing explodes against me." He deadpanned right through another chicken. "If we were both being silly, there'd be nothing to measure the silly against. It'd all just be noise. But one calm, serious face beside the chaos, that gives the funny something to bounce off. Sometimes the biggest laugh in the room belongs to the person who never once tried to get it."
Then Trip stepped up with three cards, because comedy, Trip knew, loves the number three. "Watch the shape," said Trip, laying them down. "Two to set the pattern, one to break it." And Trip built it. At the talent show, the first act juggled. The second act sang. Two beats, the audience's brains quietly filling in, and the third will do something impressive too. And the third act, Trip snapped the pattern, read the entire lunch menu aloud with feeling. The room laughed. "That's the rule of three," said Trip. "Two things build a pattern, your brain starts predicting where it's going, then the third thing swerves, and the surprise is the laugh. Not two, two's not enough to set a pattern. Not four, four's too many, the surprise goes stale. Three, set it, break it. The oldest little machine in comedy, and it works every single time." And then, right as that laugh reached its peak, Topper pounced. Because a great joke has one more move in it. "Here's the part amateurs miss," said Topper, watching the laugh crest. "They land a good joke, and then they stop. They let the laugh die, but a laugh at its peak is a ramp, and if you've got a bigger joke, you launch off it." And Topper waited for the exact top of the lunch menu laugh and capped it, and he got a standing ovation from the lunch lady. The room went up again, higher than before. A laugh stacked on top of a laugh. "That's a topper," said Topper, grinning. "The timing is everything. Too early and you step on the first laugh. Too late and it's cold. But right at the peak, a bigger punchline turns one laugh into two. You don't just land the joke. You land it, and then you land on top of it."
The three of them took a bow. Straight, still perfectly serious. Trip holding three spent cards. Topper holding the biggest one, now played. And the room was still laughing, the built-on-purpose kind of laugh that doesn't happen by luck. "Good calm," said Trip. "Good three," said Topper. "Good topper," said Straight, finally almost smiling. There is a real and generous joy in making people laugh, and a quiet pride in knowing it isn't magic or luck, but a craft you can actually learn. The calm, straight face that makes silliness pop, the three-beat shape that sets a pattern and breaks it, the topper that stacks a bigger laugh on the peak of the first. Timing, structure, and the willingness to sometimes not be the funny one. Comedy looks effortless when it's good, but behind every easy laugh is a little machine, carefully built, and learning to build it is a way of giving people one of the best things there is, a reason together to laugh.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Straight, Trip, and Topper. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.